Hey, welcome back inside the Quicken Loans studios at the all-new SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell, and I tell you what a year the Wisconsin Badgers are having. They are currently the sixth-ranked team in the country with an 8-2 record and will face the Purdue Boilermakers on Saturday with an 11 a.m. kickoff on ABC. So in our next segment, we are going to take time. We're going to walk down memory lane about some of the highs, the lows with the program. And author Jesse Temple, he has just released a new book from our good friends at Triumph Books about the Wisconsin football program. Not only the football program, basketball, a little hockey too. It is titled 100 Things Wisconsin Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. It is fun. It's a lively book that explores all the different events that every Badger fan should definitely know. Good evening and congratulations on the book, Jesse.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Well, all I can say is what perfect timing. Of course, the holidays are just around the corner, but the Badgers, they are simply a fascinating team to watch right now. I bet you scripted it out that it would turn out this way, right?
Oh, absolutely. I just knew that they would be competing for a college football playoff spot as soon as the book came out. But no, you're right. It has been a really memorable season with the potential to be even more special if Wisconsin can keep winning games.
So how did this book come about as far as, you know, with all the different interviews that you have throughout it? What was the number one thing that you wanted the reader to know?
Well, I was approached about this book by Triumph last August, and I thought, wow, what a great opportunity to write 100 different chapters on the most memorable people, moments, games, and traditions in program history. And what I really tried to do was combine some different elements for this book. I've been fortunate to cover the football and men's basketball programs started in 2011, so I used some of the stories that I had written previously, covering some Final Fours and some Rose Bowls, and did several interviews that were fresh for the book, and then also did a lot of old newspaper research digging up stories about the Badgers from 40, 50 years ago and beyond. So that's kind of the combination of this book, and you know, I certainly hope Badgers fans enjoy, because there is such a rich tradition and history dating back to the late 1800s, really.
Wisconsin and Big Ten football reporter for ESPN. He is the author of his new book, and that's what we're talking about right now. Jesse Temple is with us at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And when you open it up, the foreword, it is written by the great Barry Alvarez. And he makes a point, Jesse, to talk about the story of the turnaround with the Wisconsin football program, and it was not easy. So take us back to those early years and just the rebuilding process and how they've been able to get themselves into a position to compete for championships.
Sure. Well, yes, Barry was kind enough to write the foreword, and Barry Alvarez is the very first chapter in this book because I do think he is the most important single figure in this program and the entire athletic department, because when he arrived at Wisconsin in 1990, this was one of the worst football programs in the country, and he has said that the athletic department as a whole kind of mirrored how the football program was going. They were in debt by over $1 million. And he said on his first day when he got up to the podium, he said, people thought he was crazy. He said, you better get your season tickets now because before long you might not be able to. Mm-hmm. And 4 years later, there were thousands and thousands of fans back into the stands. This team was in the Rose Bowl, and since that special 1993 season, this program has been a perennial top 25-type program, and that would not have been the case without Barry Alvarez and everything he was able to do.
Would you say the turning point for the program was, or at least one of them, was that Rose Bowl win over UCLA in 94?
I would have to think so, because I think it validated to people that this isn't just kind of an anomaly. The Badgers made it to the Rose Bowl. Well, Wisconsin went in there and beat UCLA, and it showed that this team possessed the toughness to go in there and win. You know, they had been 5-6 the 2 years prior to that and had just missed out on going to a bowl game, and it felt like the momentum was starting to turn, but you just didn't know. And the fact that they were able to put it all together in that 93 season really served as validation for Barry, and of course they went to two more Rose Bowls that Barry was also able to win.
What are some of the biggest challenges that Barry had to overcome?
Well, I think it was convincing players that you should go to Wisconsin in the first place. He said all along, you know, he had his coaches go out on the road recruiting in the state, and he would see people wearing Iowa sweatshirts and Michigan sweatshirts, and they were losing guys to all those major programs, the Notre Dames of the world. And so it was what he likes to call putting a fence around the state to secure the in-state prospects. And eventually they came back. Barry was such a charismatic figure that he kind of wooed players, and they wanted to be a part of something special. And eventually that's what he was able to do.
Author Jesse Temple is with us tonight at SB Nation. Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We are shining the spotlight on his new book that's just been released from Triumph Books, 100 Things Wisconsin Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. You have shared a little bit, Jesse, about in terms of the layout of the book, but is there one particular chapter that stands out the most to you?
Well, there's one simply because it's something that I didn't know when I started researching for this book. Some Badgers fans may know it, but a lot of newer fans probably don't. And I think nationally, this is not something that is all that well known. But Bo Schembechler, the legendary Michigan football coach, and Bob Knight, the great Indiana basketball coach, actually both could have been coaches at Wisconsin at the same time. But Wisconsin's athletics department botched the interview process with both candidates, and neither wound up becoming the coach. And, Bo Schembechler was on his way up at Miami, Ohio. There was an opening at Wisconsin in the late 60s, and he wanted to be the head coach at Wisconsin. And when he went in for the interview, somebody was fast asleep in the interview process, and there was a student representative who was asking smart aleck questions, and Schembechler didn't appreciate it. He walked out the door, called the athletics director, and said, "Count me out." And then a year later, Bob Knight, who was the coach at Army at the time, interviewed with Wisconsin, and there's some debate as to whether he was offered the job or whether he accepted or whether he said he needed to go back to Army to think about it. But on his way back, Wisconsin released that he was going to be the head coach before Bob Knight had a chance to tell anyone at Army. And he wound up calling Bo Schembechler because they had been acquaintances when Bobby Knight was at Ohio State and Schembechler was an assistant there. Schembechler told him not to take the job. And the rest is history. So neither of those coaches wound up at Wisconsin, and each tormented the Badgers for years to come.
What a great story. It is titled 100 Things Wisconsin Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. We've been visiting with the author, Jesse Temple. You can also check him out on ESPN. He is the Wisconsin, the Big Ten football reporter. And what's really sweet about this book, hey, I'm a big hoops fan. You've got some basketball sprinkled in there as well. But we're out of time. We look forward to another conversation, and we will reconvene. Thank you so much, Jesse.
Thank you.
You bet. Stick around. Much more coming your way in hour number two at the all-new SB Nation Radio and the Big E Sports Show.